Evaluating a CEO's job performance poses unique challenges for a board. The National Association of Corporate Directors New England chapter recently asked what boards should keep top of mind regarding CEO performance reviews. It turns out that many of the competencies for which boards need to regularly evaluate the CEO are similar to what other managers or line employees would be reviewed on, just at a much higher level. These include results, collaboration, building teams, and developing talent. Developing talent and team building may be the top metric by which boards should evaluate CEOs in the minds of many experts, as talent makes or breaks an organization. If a CEO gets a needs improvement evaluation, establish clear strategic targets at the beginning of the year with quantifiable measures. This often sparks a better dialogue between the CEO and board about the path towards mutual success. From Kaplan Partners, I'm Alan Kaplan for KYW News Radio.